News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Ashley Gale. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement warning for most of southern Ontario, including Belleville, Quinte, Northumberland, and Prince Edward County. We could get up to 25 millimeters of rain tonight, but Quinte Conservation says we can expect even more. All of this rain could change water levels in Quinte Conservation's watersheds. Water Resources Manager Brian Keane says forecasts show there might be 44 millimeters of rain by this time tomorrow, and up to 50 millimeters on Friday. Keane advises parents and guardians to keep children away from the waterways and stream banks. Napanee OPP suspect two sexual assaults with almost 2 years between them may be related. Last weekend, an unidentified man sexually assaulted a young girl in the elevator of Napanee's Hampton Inn around 10:30 Saturday night. The OPP says the sexual assault at the Trenton Holiday Inn took place on December 11, 2009. In both cases, the children were not alone, but with other children. The suspect is described as being a clean-shaven male in his late 20s to early 30s. The OPP are reminding parents and caregivers that children need adult supervision at all times. Northumberland and Quinte West candidates will be debating in Trenton tonight. The debate is hosted by the Canadian Association of Retired Persons at Trenton High School. Tomorrow, Prince Edward Hastings candidates take the stage at Loyalist College for their second debate. And next Tuesday, Northumberland Quinte West candidates get their second debating in Bloomfield. All three debates take place at 7 o'clock. Toronto police say they still don't know what caused the death of a young woman who was found dead near York University. Detective Sergeant Frank Skubrick says they are still looking for a man reportedly seen struggling with Quan Liu by a witness who had been chatting with the woman by webcam.
While Miss Liu's death has not yet been classified as a homicide, we are approaching this investigation carefully, methodically, and with the due diligence required in such a tragic case.
Police say Yu's laptop is missing, but since it did not have a built-in webcam, they believe an external webcam is also missing. Her cell phone is also there, missing. Inflation rates soared last month. Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press reports the cost of living has accelerated to the fastest pace in more than 2 years.
The annual inflation rate surged by 1.1 point to 3.3% last month. It marks the first time the rate has topped 3% since September of 2008, on the eve of the recession. Canada's consumer price index was widely expected to see a large gain with the price of oil skyrocketing past $100 a barrel, but few expected the leap would be so high.
The March report, if it's followed by outsized gains in the next 2 months, could convince the Bank of Canada it needs to soon begin raising interest rates. We'll be paying more for electricity starting May 1st, but the lowest rate will be in effect for an extra 2 hours. And on weeknights, the Ontario Energy Board says rates will go up by 0.8 cents a kilowatt per hour for all time periods, but the lowest off-peak rate will start at 7 p.m. weekday evenings instead of at 9 p.m. With less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day, the dirt is starting to fly on the campaign trail. Winnipeg area Liberal candidate Raymond Simard says his supporters have been receiving some late-night calls from people pretending to be from the Liberal Party.
They're identifying the Liberal vote and then turning them off, basically, is what we're seeing. So, and they're going to our strong areas, right? So they make some hay with that. But we think this is disgusting. I mean, if this is what's going on, it's absolutely disgusting.
The NDPs are accusing the Liberals of smearing the campaign. Stephen Harper won't say whether he'll step down if his Conservatives don't win a majority. And the dirt is starting to fly less than 2 weeks of campaigning. Terry Pedwell has the full story.
Conservative leader Stephen Harper is declining to say whether he'll resign as Tory leader if he fails to win a majority on May 2nd.
You know I'm not going to take the bite on that one. We're in the election to win.
The Prime Minister has spent 3 weeks campaigning against his notion of an opposition coalition, but won't say whether a third consecutive minority means he'd retire. And the dirt is starting to fly on the campaign trail. Winnipeg Liberal Raymond Simard says his supporters have been getting malicious prank calls.
They're calling our offices saying people are being rude with them.
Others complain of illegal lawn signs, tampering, and even a smear campaign against one New Democrat candidate. From the Canadian Press Election Desk, I'm Terry Pitwell.
There's new hope for early detection of Alzheimer's disease, Aaron Katursky reports.
New guidelines break down Alzheimer's into stages that Dr. Ronald Peterson at the Mayo Clinic says reflect the disease's gradual onset.
We're hopeful that by identifying people in the preclinical stage of the disease, we will be able to intervene more effectively.
Recent drug treatments that have failed, possibly because they were administered too late, may be worth another shot.
These therapies may be successful if, in fact, we intervene at an earlier point in time.
New hope for millions with Alzheimer's. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
There wasn't a lot of hype, but a new tablet by BlackBerry maker Research in Motion could still be successful. The Waterloo, Ontario company says it expects most of its buyers to be businesses. Tony Chapman, CEO of advertising firm Capital C, says RIM is smart to focus on that side of the market because Apple's iPod already has such a huge chunk of the consumer market.
And that says if you're serious about your business of doing business, productivity, the lifeblood of your business, we can help you. We are an enabler to your productivity. It is a very powerful position for them to occupy, and they've already demonstrated that for the last decade with their BlackBerry.
Chapman says future playbook apps will most likely be business-oriented. That's 91X News, TIFF 506. Katrina Genovation has sports next.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids, and then there's conservation camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434. Or visit quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Katrina Genovese with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes have won their opening game at the Dudley Hewitt Cup in Huntsville today. The Dukes beat Wisconsin 7-2. Zach Black and Joe Zarbo led the offense with 2 points each, and the Dukes will play against the Sioux Eagles tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The Canadian women's hockey team secured first place in their pool and earned a bye to the semifinals. The Canadians defeated Finland 2-0 today at the World Championships to secure. Rebecca Johnson and Jana Hefford scored for the Canadians. Meanwhile, Canada's under-18 men's team fell 4-2 to Sweden at the World Championships today, dropping the record 3-1. Sharks center Logan Couture, Islanders winger Michael Grabner, and Hurricanes center Jeff Skinner are the 3 finalists for the NHL Rookie of the Year. Couture had 32 goals and 56 points for the Sharks. Grabner didn't start the season with the Islanders, but ended it as the club's goal leader with 34. Skinner, who's just 18, led all rookies in scoring as the league's youngest player. The Vancouver Canucks look to end the run for the defending NHL champs. The Canucks will collide with the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. The Hawks will be without key defenseman Brent Seabrook, who took a hard hit from Canucks forward Rafi Torres on Sunday. Coach Joe Quenneville says Seabrook has an upper body injury. And the Canucks hold a 3-0 lead in the best-of-7 opening round series. In other games tonight, the San Jose Sharks will play in L.A. against the Kings. That series is tied at a 1-1 apiece. Another victory for rising Canadian tennis star Milos Raonic. The 20-year-old from Thornhill downed Czech veteran Radek Stepnik 6-4, 6-2 to reach the second round of the Barcelona Open. The New York Knicks guards Chauncey Billups is listed as doubtful for tonight's Game 2 of their NBA playoff series against Boston. Billups injured his knee in Sunday night's 87-85 road loss to the Celtics. In other playoff basketball action, the Atlanta Hawks play at Orlando while Portland is in Dallas. Joanie Rochette has been living her life out of a suitcase, but the Olympic bronze medalist is enjoying making a living doing what she loves. She's performing with the Stars on Ice tour that will bring her to Canada beginning Thursday in Halifax. That's the only kind of skating she'll commit to for now. Rochette, who has earned her Olympic bronze in Vancouver less than a week after the death of her mom, said she won't return to the competition next season. She plans to do another season on the show circuit. Golf pro Tiger Woods' niece Cheyenne Woods won the ACC individual golf title over the weekend. She finished 5 under par and won by 7 strokes. Cheyenne thinks she still thinks her uncle, who has not won in over a year, is the best golfer in the world.
I still think he's the number one player in golf, so he'll come out eventually. He's working.
Tiger has yet to win a major event since returning from a sex scandal last year. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X weather.
Tonight, expect some rain beginning late this evening with a low plus 2. Tomorrow, there's a risk of thunderstorms in the early morning with 30% of showers, rain ending around noon with a high of 10, and Thursday, sunny and a high of 8. It's 9 degrees. NanoNex News, on the air and online at nanonex.fm. I'm Ashley Gale with Katrina Genovation for NanoNex News.